Political strategist Dick Morris went so far as to argue that Hillary stayed in the race in order to make sure Obama would lose the general election. Morris argued that McCain in 2012 would be 76 years old and vulnerable to defeat, whereas Obama would be positioned to run for a second term in the White House. The best or the worst Hillary could do after losing the North Carolina primary, Morris cynically wrote, was to bloody Barack Obama enough to make him lose in the fall, allowing her to come back in 2012. In plotting Obama's run for the White House, campaign strategist David Axelrod had planned to present Obama as a candidate above the politics of division, a unifier beyond race. Working with Obama as a largely unknown candidate on the national stage, Axelrod planned to emphasize Obama's charisma. On her May 9 appearance on CNN, Donna Brazile, manager of Al Gore's presidential campaign in 2000, defined Axelrod's nightmare. A 2008 general election contest divided along lines of race and class, in which his candidate was identified as an African-American elitist running against a Republican Party independent who was a legitimate war hero with significantly more political experience and history. Unfortunately for Hillary, the race card has the potential to boomerang. Now, if Obama does lose in the 2008 general election, the Democratic Party will be certain to blame Hillary for having tarnished Axelrod's effort to frame Obama as the one Democratic Party candidate who could transcend race in 2008.